604-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Get a Lord. Oh, he's a wonder in my
soul. Stay now, stay now.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi. This is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you all. God bless you all. And again, thank you for tuning in to the Kingdom Fellowship with your host, Pastor Arthur LaValle. And he'll be in the studio with us in just a little bit. But in the meantime, we would like you to just prepare yourself so that you can be empowered also with the word of God. And I thank and praise God for my brother. He's just a few minutes behind, but he's going to be up in here to share a revelatory word with you. And I thank and praise God for him, because that's what it's all about, sharing the word of God that is able to transform the people of God. He's been in a series about the kingdom, how to operate in the kingdom. And then up until this point, many of us have just been hearing about it. But I can tell you of a surety, some of the things that Pastor LaValle has been sharing with me has helped me to operate more fervently in the kingdom. And that's what it's all about. It's about taking that faith and escalating it. Because I think the Bible tells us to add to your virtue and to add to your faith and to add. And it's always about adding in the things of God. And I know that's what his ministry has always been about, helping to prepare us so that we can be that functioning church down here on earth. You don't have to die to go to heaven to walk on streets of gold. You can even get some gold in your pocket if you want to. You ain't got to just have it on your teeth. No. You ain't just got to have it on your rings and your earrings. No. Did you know one of those big old gold bars that they got over there in Fort Knox? They only cost about $500,000, but you can have one of those too if you so desire, because gold will never lose its value. Paper is just an exchange. And that's the whole concept of it. It's just an exchange. But the value of silver and gold will never change its value. But don't put all your emphasis on that. No, put your emphasis on being perfected in the things of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you'll realize, amen, that thou art rich already. When you have that, you'll realize how rich that you really are. And I thank God for him. Amen. He's going to be sharing the word of God with you that's going to help transform your life. So I always admonish you to get out your pencils, get out your paper, get out your recording devices so you can record. Because that's what we used to do years ago. And I know a lot of times people say, well, you know, those things are outdated. But, you know, some things may be outdated, but they're still beneficial. Hence, if that were another case, why do we still have antique cars? Because they're still beneficial. Why do we still have antique jewelry? Because it's still beneficial. Antique pots and pans, it's still beneficial. Antique paintings. See, think about that. Some of this old stuff is better quality. That's what you got to understand. Everything modernized is just knockoff versions. But when you can just get hold to that antique teaching and that antique preaching and understanding about how to revolutionize your walk with God, that means a lot. And I think that's what God is trying to get us to do. To go back, yes, we can bring it to another. Let me put it to you like this. We can do it like this. We can take the same ingredients, like they used to do the Tide boxes 30 or 40 years ago. The boxes were different. They were different. But what they did was they modernized the box, but they put the same ingredients in it. Some of you may not be old enough to realize this, but even when you go to Walmart in the different places, you get bottles of bleach in those plastic bottles. Some of you are too young to realize, but the bleach used to come in glass bottles. Milk used to come in glass bottles years ago. I can remember as a kid, they came in glass bottles. So in order to save money and to plastic is more recyclable, you know. But that's what we've got to do. We've got to take the word of God and recycle it back to the original place that God wants us to be. And that's why I thank God for my brother, because he has that sincere desire to help God's people and to benefit them and to help us to understand that whatever it is that God said is, it's not going to be. I think his words are, we're becoming what we already are. And the only way that I can get you to understand that would be likened to a little boy and a little girl that is born. And everything that they need to be a functioning man or woman is already in them. They just, their body parts just haven't developed to be reproductive. And so is it with many of us that are in the body of Christ. Everything that when we were born again and we gave our life to Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit came into our life, everything to be a bona fide person talking like Jesus, walking like Jesus, and doing like Jesus was put in there. And in time, we matured. Yes, you made mistakes, but you don't focus on the mistakes. Yes, you've fallen into sin, but you don't focus on the sin. You get up like Peter, you dust yourself off, and you go back, you repent. I didn't say repeat. There is a difference. There is a difference in repeating and repenting. Because when you repent, you are godly sorrow worketh repentance. Just saying I'm sorry, that worketh repentance. You find yourself repeating instead of repenting. But nevertheless, amen, I thank and praise God for my brother. His ministry has really, really, really helped me in more ways than he ever could imagine. And I think that that's what it's all about, that we should be able to esteem each other, especially when it comes to the truth. I'm looking at my brother. He walked through the door now. Praise God. Amen. My brother came up here. God bless you. Amen. He walked through the door there. But his ministry really was a blessing to me. And I'm going to let a little secret out the bag. When we first met years ago, he had me laughing. He said, dog, brother, the way you preach, you make me feel like I ain't saved. But then he learned that, you know what? As time went on, he said, but you know what it did? It brought conviction, not condemnation. Amen. But enough of me. Pastor Laval is in the house. How you doing, Pastor?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. You didn't mind me telling that little secret out there, did you?
No, I sure did, man. Amen.
All right, y'all. Y'all give Hallelujah. A big amen for Pastor Laval. He's in the house.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. What a mighty God we serve, huh? Yes, indeed. What a mighty God we serve. Well, our God is a good God. Well, my mom used to sing that song. My God is a good God. Yes, he is. Hey. My God is a good God. Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
My God is a good God. My God is a good God. Boom, boom, boom. My God boom, boom, is a good God. Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Boy, I think about that boy there. As I think of the goodness of the Lord. And as I was riding up here and I heard something that Bishop Townsend said, you know, about, boy, the love of God and us loving one another, boy. If we love God and love one another, boy, we won't have to worry about men hating our brother, slandering our brother, coming against our brother, sinning against our brother. And, boy, that love is powerful, you know. And, you know, the only way we can really operate in that love, you know, I mean, that love got to be shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit. That's that agape love. You know, I call it one love unconditionally. That's that love that God love us with. Hallelujah. And let me tell you something. You can't give what you don't have. How you going to give what you don't have? The Bible says not that we love him, but that he first loved us. He loved us so much, boy. I'm talking about, oh, Lord. I'm talking about, my God is a good God. Boy, he loved us so much that I'm talking about. And here, boy, I can't even come up with no words to try to, man, to say. All I can say, boy, is my God is a good God. Yes, he is. Boy, I'm talking about, man, he looked past, man. I'm talking about, man, me and, man, my circumstance and my situation and my symptoms. And he saw my need, boy. And that was to be loved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, Lord. You know why he saw that need? Because that's the same way he is. You know what our Father wants? You know what his greatest desire is concerning all our lives and everything else? And as far as our relationship with him back and forth. Listen, our God just want to be loved. He just want to be appreciated. And he just want to be well thought of. Boy, that's what he wants. That's what he after. That's what he want to get. What do you want, Arthur? Boy, he want his children to love him. He want his children, man, to appreciate him. And he want his children to think well of him. That's what he want. You know something? That's the greatest need of mankind, too. Listen, I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are, what you are, what you've done, where you're at, and everything else. Every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl, their deepest desire on the inside of their heart, even if they don't know it, they just want to be loved, too. They just want to be appreciated, too. They just want to be well thought of, too. Why? Because that's the nature and character and desire of our Father in heaven. And he created us in his image and in his likeness. So, boy, in order for all that to accomplish, man, that ain't something that God asking us to accomplish. That's something that God is accomplishing, man, through us. That's why I say he got to first love us. And he showed his love for us. That even while you were yet in your sin, he hung, bled, and died. Boy, that's why he want us, boy. That's why, like Bishop was saying, boy, I love his teaching, boy, because it helped keep me on the straight and narrow. If I slide to the right or left, when I be coming up here for my broadcast and I listen to this broadcast sometimes, let me tell you something, boy. Sometimes, man, I say amen, but I also say ouch, too. Lord. It don't condemn me, but, baby, it'll convict me. And the purpose for conviction, boy, is to keep you on the straight and narrow, to get you back off that road that's wide to lead to destruction, back on the straight and narrow. Boy, thank God for that. Thank God for, boy, that kind of ministry, boy. You know the Bible say, boy, a false balance is an abomination to God. I mean, he can preach the grace of God and the goodness of God and the love of God and everything else, but, boy, let me tell you something. Our God, he loves us, but he'll chastise us, too. He'll reprove us, too. He'll rebuke us, too. He'll correct us, too. He don't just let us live any kind of way and act any kind of way and just keep on loving us. No, he'll whoop our behind. And he ain't going to do it, man, with no car wrecks and counts and sugared out beaters and all these things like that. He going to use his word, glory to God. Well, I tell you, that word won't condemn you, but it'll convict you. It'll make you say, ouch. Okay, Lord, I ain't going to do it no more, Father. But thank you, Lord. Yeah, Lord. And, man, let me tell you something, boy, and when he's doing that, even when he's chastising us, boy, he's doing it in love. God is love. Everything that comes from him is love. Even when he was, man, even when his wrath, I'm going to say his wrath, but the consequences of our shortcomings and everything else, boy, we call it the wrath of God, but that's just built-in consequence, man. God not willing that none should perish. Boy, he love all of us.
I don't know if I could, like Paul said sometimes, I don't say this by the Holy Ghost, man, but I just say this myself, you know. And you don't have to take this here as accountability. You know, I'm not representing, man, you know, what the king say, because I don't know that. But I don't think I'd be stretching it, boy, if I say, man, you know, I don't think that's a wrath of God. God ain't got no wrath. You know, the Bible say in him is no darkness at all. That's just a wrath that comes from the built-in consequences of being going against, boy, the will of God. Hallelujah. That's just the built-in consequences. That's why we need, man, good preaching, man, that would, man, let me tell you, I done heard Bishop say this a many times, boy, listen to me. If you ain't telling people, man, about their faults and mistakes and their shortcomings and everything else, man, and rebuking them and reproving them and correcting them and that, boy, you ain't listening. You just preaching, man, a part of the gospel. That's needed. I told you the Bible says, him who he loved, he chastens. Him who was, whom he loved, he chastens. Well, wow, just like a father, man, just like we do our children when they were little, man. Man, we ain't break their arms and abuse them and all that stuff, you know. we took a belt and whipped their behinds, though. But we didn't take their arms and break it and take their legs and cut it off and push them out in front of cars and wrecks and hurt and put sickness and disease on them. No, we didn't do that. We chastised them in love. Same way we go. Bishop Towns, I thank you, man, for you and your family, man, your ministry, your word, that, man, that God uses you to share with the people out in the listening audience, man. I know it's a tremendous blessing. You know, and I can say that. How can you say it's a tremendous blessing, Arthur? Because it's the word of God. It's the indestructible, incorruptible, ever living, mighty seed of the word of God. And I heard you when you say, hey, listen, man, you know, what you going to do with that word now? That's the most important thing now. Yeah, you know, what we going to do with that? What we going to do with the word that God speak to our heart? We can hear it and we can say, man, that's a great message. That's a good message, man, and everything else. And that's good. That's where it began at. But, baby, that's just the beginning. That's a going on in God, man. Hey, that's just the seed of God's word, man. Hallelujah. But boy, when you take that seed and plant it in the ground, boy, that thing be just like a little bitty mustard seed. It'll grow up and be a big tree, and not only that, man, you eat off all the birds around in the neighborhood. Everybody gets saved. Everybody be coming to you, man. Why? When they see, man, the applied word of God. That's three stages of the word of God, man, you know, in the word of God. Hallelujah. Say that again, Arthur. There's three stages of the word of God. They taught me this, man, when I first started going to Bible college, man, way back in the 90s. And they said this here, you know, that's observation. You got to first see what it say, or hear what it say, or read what it say, or find out what it say. That's observation. Got to first observe it. Then after observation, man, come interpretation. Now you need some understanding. And some wisdom. That's why God give us apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers to help us, man, to understand the word, to give us some understanding of that which we observed, of that which we heard. And then after the understanding, the third and most crucial part is the application of God's word. What it is? Observation. Go to church and hear the word of God. Then he gets interpretation. The preacher, man, interpret it to you, teach it to you, however, you know, help give you some clarity and understanding of what you observe. And then the most crucial part, the application. I think it's kind of sad, man, to say, you know, that the church, you know, we see what it says, especially those of us who are Bible readers or read the Bible. And Lord have mercy, that can be dangerous right there. You know, reading the Bible without the interpretation and understanding of the Bible is a dangerous thing. If you don't understand it, man, and everything else, man, you can take it out of its context and make it say whatever you want it to say. If you don't learn how to apply that word to your life effectively, that's what wisdom is. Wisdom is the ability, man, to apply the word of God to our life effectively. And watch this. and the results, everything that comes from that, what? Applying the word effectively. And all the results that come from that, that's what wisdom is. Wisdom is like man eating a beautiful, big, red, juicy apple. What the apple is, that's the wisdom of that seed. That's the seed. That's the seed understood how it works. That's the seed planted in the ground. And boy, when that seed is planted in the ground, boy, it grows up, man. And it has a whole different form of it when it come out. When it come out, boy, it come out an apple. What that apple is, that's the wisdom of that seed. The applied knowledge effectively and the results that come from it. What the apple is the results that come from it. What it does, nourish you and feed you and eat you up. And build you up and strengthen you. That's the three stages of the word. What are the observation, interpretation, and application? We just stuck in observation and interpretation. Because boy, when we begin to apply that word to our life effectively, and that's why we need. Bible says, get knowledge and get wisdom, but in all your getting, get an understanding. You need to understand it. That's why, you know, I like good ministers like Let's Go Higher Ministry over there in the Houston area. I like good ministers like Moments of Inspiration right here in the Alexandria Pineville area. That's why I like good ministries, man, like Keith Smith Ministries there in the Bunker, Louisiana area. That's why I like good ministries, man, there. That boy, I'm talking about that not only man give us the seed of God's word, the boy can come man and feed us boy some fruits from the seed that already been planted, you know, and cultivated and nourished and everything else. What you talking about the fruit of it, boy? The reality of that. And boy, that's where God is bringing the church to in this day and time. You know, the only place where we can get to that place where we are operating in that kind of way in the manifestation. And boy, seeing the apples, man, or the fruit of the word of God in our life, man. Not just the enticing words of our knowledge and wisdom, but boy, I'm talking about the fruit of it, man. Hey, listen, this is what this idea is in the word. This is what it says in the word. Boy, when you ain't want to hear the gospel of the kingdom and that seed fall on good ground, what's the gospel of the kingdom? It's like a sower who sows seeds. Some fall by the wayside. Some fall on stony ground. Some fall on thorny ground. And some fall on good ground. Some hear the word, man, and listen here, man. Listen, it fall by the wayside. And boy, I'm talking about the devil coming, man, immediately to rob that word out of your heart. Some fall on thorny ground. That's ground, man, you know, that's like a stony ground. That's a hard ground. That's like concrete. You don't want to plant no seed on the tundra of the field because the bird's going to come eat that up. You don't want to plant no seed on no concrete because, man, it can't get down to the soil to raise what it needs, man, in order to produce. You can't just plant no seed out in the weeds and out in the ditches and out in the among the. No, that's thorny ground. It might grow up, man, but you have all kinds of stuff growing right there along with it. But then there's some seed that fall on good ground. That's the ones who, man, receive the word. What you talking about, Arthur? I'm talking about what you're going to do with it. That's the ones who receive the word. That's the ones who not only hear the word, but that's the ones who receive the word. You know what receive mean? When they say receive the word, I mean to grab a hold of it and to siege it and to place it in your possession, man. What you doing then, Arthur, when you receive that word, boy, it's being planted in your heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you say yes and amen, man, to the word of God. You know what amen mean? Amen mean, and so shall it be. You need to know some things like that, man, because you'll be saying amen to everything. The preacher say, boy, the world going, and the people out there, boy, I'm talking about, they're just acting all crazy and going to hell. You say amen. You know what you're saying? Yes, and so shall it be. You ain't just saying yes, but you're saying and so shall it be. Hallelujah, boy, when you hear that word of God, boy, that transform your life. The incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of God's word. Yeah, Lord. You say amen to that. Yes, and so shall it be. When they say, boy, we shall come out of darkness into the marvelous light. Yes, and so shall it be. When they say, we shall awake to righteousness and sin not. Yes, and so shall it be. And them who he loveth, he chasteneth. Yes, and so shall it be. And he redeems our life from all the destruction. Yes, and so shall it be. And his love for us is unconditional, and I'm fully persuaded that nothing can ever separate us from that love. Yes, and so shall it be. Lord, well, what you doing now, boy? You taking that incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of God's word that you hear through good ministry like I was mentioning, man, you know, and boy, I'm talking about that seed is taking root, boy, what, on good ground in your heart then. Now listen, that's just the beginning. Now you got to water that thing. You got to watch over that thing. You got to cultivate it. You got to continue in it. You don't just plant the seed, man, and then just go on, and then let's leave it alone, man. Come back, man, 6 months looking for a harvest. No, you got to water it. You got to fertilize it. You got to cultivate it. You got to watch over it, man. You got to maintain it. You got to continue in it. He says, boy, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, then you will bear much fruit. If what, boy, if you continue in the word, you will know the truth, and the truth that you know, not the truth, the truth that you know. What you mean know? I ain't talking about just know in your head. I'm talking about that you know, man, what you know, boy, when you got that apple, the truth that you know. I ain't talking about just in your head, boy. I'm talking about know from experience, know from manifestation that you know. That's more intimate than just knowing, man, with knowledge. I'm talking about knowing, man, from the result of it. But you know that seed will produce, man, an apple, boy. But when you got that apple in your hand, you know that you know that you know that you know. That kind of know. You shall know the truth. You will know it. Why? Because you will have it right there in manifestation. What? The fruit of it. And the Bible says, and therein is the Father glorified, that we bear much fruit. What are the... Therein is the Father glorified that we bear much fruit. What you talking about, Arthur? I'm talking about, listen, I got one assignment too, just like Bishop got his assignment that God sent him to do, boy, and I commend him for staying true to that call. But I don't care what nobody else say. I don't care what nobody else opinion is. Bible, boy, I'm talking about, boy, we call him God, boy. We're going to stay true to the game. We're going to stay true to the game. What game, man? Man, this is not the game of this world out here, boy. I'm talking about the game of life. The game of life that God, man, is operating in. That God has set up, man. That God kind of life, boy. He called it kingdom life. Or another way of saying it, royal living. Or another way of saying it, life in that more abundantly. Or another way of saying it, boy, the life of Almighty God. Or another way of saying it is life the way God lives and life the way God originally intended for us to live. You know how God originally intended for you to live? Just like he lived in heaven. I'm going to say that again, boy, because that's what this thing is all about, boy. The original plan and idea of God. And what God, man, has done and created, man, and what he's going to have. What he done and created, boy? Listen, he wants us to be just like him. That's his desire. That's what he created. And that's what he, man, going. That's what he have, that's what he having, and that's what he going to have. He already got it because he's already spoken. We're in the process, boy, of becoming that. And, boy, one day we're going to reach the fullness of the stature of Christ in full manifestation. What we do all until then, man, just keep on sowing, keep on cultivating, keep on reaping, keep on producing, man, much fruit. Keep on receiving that word. What you mean? What are we going to do with it? Receive the word, man. Grab a hold to it. How you grab a hold to it? By saying yes to it. And then, man, speaking it in your heart. Speaking it. You know from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. So what you put in your heart, what you put in your mind, what you put in your conscience, in abundance, that's what's going to come out of your mouth. So as you continue to, what you're doing, man, as you continue to speak it and meditate on it, and think about it, man. What you doing, man? You cultivating that seed. Man, you fertilizing that seed. Listen, this thing don't just happen to us and all the things that we talking about that's ours, just like ripe cherries falling out the tree. No, there's some principles and some laws and some things that we got to do in order for, boy, all the blessing of God that we talk about, man. I heard my brother say on that, man, God say, man, give me your first fruit and I'm going to give you and watch the blessing. No, man, we already blessed, like he said. We already healed. We already delivered. God, the Bible said, boy, in Genesis chapter 1, and God blessed them. That past tense, B-L-E-S-S-E-D. He's already done that. And listen, he ain't blessed us with so much as things. He blessed us with what, Arthur? All spiritual blessings. See, you know about the natural blessing. Boy, you that's a spiritual blessing, baby, that far supersedes, man, all any kind of natural blessing. Listen, you get the spiritual blessing, boy, all the natural blessing, man, you won't even have to worry about that. If you focus more on, man, building up your bank account, boy, in heaven where wrath and moth and corruption and indestruction and all that mess, man, can't do nothing with it, man, you have way more than what you have that you can establish in the natural bank down here. Let me say something. In the natural bank down here, boy, I think the boast that they got two men is a billionaires. I don't know if they got no trillionaires yet or zillionaires. They fell, they didn't got his billionaires. But over in that other bank, man, that other account that you have in heaven already blessed with, you know what? You're not a millionaire, not a billionaire, not a trillionaire, you're not a zillionaire. I think that's the one out there. You know what you are? You're a kingionaire. A what are a kingionaire? What's a kingionaire, boy? I'm talking about all of the treasures of heaven. All of the treasures of hell. I ain't talking about the street that's paved with gold and silver. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about all of the treasures of heaven. What's the treasure of heaven? Boy, the ability of heaven, the lifestyle of heaven, man. The royal living of heaven, man. The what heaven, boy? The kingdom of heaven, man. This royal lifestyle, man. This royal, all that it is and have and consists of, man. All the streets that pays with gold and everything else, man, all that. That's what you are. That's what your inheritance is. That's what God has for you and prepared for you even before the foundation of the world. Boy, God set that thing up on this earth, and it's recorded in your Bible in the first two chapters. What he did, boy, he set that up on his earth. That kind of life. Kind of life with this royal life. Can you imagine what kind of life Adam and Eve were living in the Garden of Eden, man, walking and talking with God in the cool of the day, in the presence of the Lord with unbroken fellowship, man. I'm talking about that agape love. But what love is that, boy? That unconditional one love. Lord. One love. Can you imagine, man, what kind of life that was? I'll tell you what it was. It was heaven on earth. Boy, our eyes ain't seen and our ears ain't heard, and more than the words that we come up with can't even articulate, boy, the magnificence of that type of life, that royal life. That royal life, man, that God set up upon the earth. Hey, Lord, what life would that Arthur, boy? He said, let's make mankind just like us. Like I say, same thing, just like him. That's what he want. He wanted to be in our life just like it is in his life. How is it in his life? That's just food for thought. But that's what God wants for you. The same thing, the same way it is in his life. How is it in his life? And what is his desire for us? His desire for us that it be in our life just like it is in his life. That's what his greatest is for our life. But remember, we had those saying that you reach God's greatest for your life. That's what God's greatest is for your life. That you be holy just like him. You know what holiness is? Being just like God. If you break it down into simple terms, man, modern day English, baby language, holiness is being like God. Be ye holy, for the Lord your God is holy. Be ye loved, for the Lord your God is loved. Be ye righteous, for the Lord your God is righteous. Be ye all powerful, for the Lord your God is all powerful. Be ye king and ruler, man, over every circumstance, situation, and symptom in your domain, because the Lord your God is king and ruler in every circumstance, situation, and symptom in his command. Be ye not here, be you men living royal life, divine health, right? But the Father in heaven, man, sickness can't even come near.
we live in divine heaven. Sickness is just a provision for what God's greatly is on life when sickness and disease and even come near our dwelling place. That we walk in divine heaven.
God, how come we ain't y'all you know, see that on the earth, man? Because let me tell you something more, like my brother said, man, you hear the word.
And we talk about how good the word is, and that's a good thing. And listen, don't ever stop hearing and don't ever stop, man, been saying how it's a blessing to your life. But boy, that's a going on, man. What's that going on, Arthur? You go on, man, and start taking that word that you heard that was a blessing to your life, and when you start applying it to your life. How you start applying it to your life, Arthur? First thing you do is get the planning in your life. How you planning it in your life? You got to start saying, like I heard my sister say on the broadcast, what you gonna do? Dude, I got to go tell somebody else. That's right. You got to say it. You got to say it to yourself first and speak it to yourself and speak to your circumstances, to your situation, to your symptoms, and to your mountains, and to your giants. Instead of going to God and telling God how big your giant is, you got to speak to them giants, go to your giant and tell them how big your God is, that your God is a good God. Yes, he is. And boy, if he defeated every giant that David, man, encountered, man, and brought peace, man, to Jerusalem, man, to the kingdom that they were king of, they better have what he wants for your life too. How you gonna get all that done, man? Through his laws. Through functioning principles. Jesus made a statement. He said, listen, told the disciples, he said, listen, I'm gonna give you the keys to the kingdom. But that I'm gonna give you the functioning principles to the kingdom. I'm gonna teach you, man, how to function in the kingdom. I'm not gonna teach you, man, religious protocol. I'm not gonna teach you church protocol. I'm not going to teach you how to conduct yourself in church and how to live, man, you know, a religious holy life. I'm going to teach you, boy, how to live kingdom life. I'm going to teach you how to live like a king. Hallelujah. While applying spiritual principles. While adorning yourself, man. What you mean, boy? I'm talking about, boy, dressing yourself up, boy, in the robe of righteousness, man, so that you could be holy like God. So that, boy, when his son come to get us, boy, and take us back up to his father and present us as his bride, hallelujah. Well, that's a dawn, boy, for the marriage supper of the Lamb. Hey, Lord. That's why we're going to heaven. But, boy, after that marriage supper of the Lamb take place and all the things that are going to take place up there in the thousand-year reign that take place up there and everything else, boy, let me tell you something, boy, we coming back to the earth. You ain't gonna stay up there forever in heaven there. We coming back to the earth. So you might not know that. In fact, some of you don't know that. Your destiny in God's best for your life is not for you to spend eternity in heaven, man, with him. His best for your life is, man, for him to spend eternity in heaven with you. In your territory. On the earth. That's why I've been telling you to pray it all your life, but without understanding. And then without understanding, you can't apply that effectively. What you been praying all your life? Father, let your kingdom come. Let me say it in a better way, man, so I help you understand it. Father, let your kingdom come back to our lives and to the earth. Why? Because when your kingdom come back, what you mean your kingdom, boy? What's his kingdom? His kingdom is heaven. And all the splendor of heaven. And all that heaven consists of, man, and everything that you're trying to do your best, man, and live your best to try to get to, boy. Listen to what Jesus say, man, tell, was teaching you how to pray. What? Father, what? Thy kingdom come back. Who kingdom, Lord? Your kingdom. What kingdom? Kingdom of heaven. Why? Come back to the earth. Why, Arthur? Because when your kingdom come back to the earth, then your will can be done. Where, Arthur? On earth. How, Arthur? Just as it is in heaven. Where at, Arthur? On earth. How, Arthur? Just as it is in heaven. See all them things that we want and that we're trying to get peace in our lives, healing in our lives, fulfillment in our marriages and our families and get our loved ones saved and all those things like that, man, let me tell you something. That don't just happen to us like ripe cherries falling out the tree. But we got to learn them. You got to get them keys and learn how to use them keys. Because nobody said, he said, I'm going to give you the keys. I'm going to teach you the functioning principles of the law. But let me tell you something. Whatever you bind on earth is going to be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth is going to be loosed in heaven.
Let me say something here, right here, you know, that might help you a little bit, some of you. But it's just a seed here. Listen, the Bible says, man, we have not because we ask not. And we ask, but we ask amiss. Let me tell you what it's saying there. They say the reason why you don't have, because you don't got no prayer life. You don't have no relationship with God. You don't have no personal relationship with God. You got a corporate relationship with him, and you know of him, and you know about him, but you ain't got no one-on-one personal relationship with him. You don't have no prayer life. You ain't talking to him, man, like you talk to your family, to your friend, to your spouse, to your children, to your coworker, to your supervisor, to your authority, man. Hey, and know them. And I'm talking about that kind of relationship. That's the purpose of prayer. And say, and then those of you do pray, man, you say, and you have not because you ask not. And then he's going to say, I mean, you ask, but you ask amiss. What he's saying there, he say, and some of you pray, but you don't pray right. You pray wrong. You have good intentions, and I understand everything that you're doing, and you take the Holy Ghost and help doctor that up, but you're praying wrong. What? You coming to me, said the Lord, and asking me to do what I done told you to do. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that one more time, boy. That when he said, when you pray amiss, we go to God and ask God to do what he done already done. Like I heard Bishop say, we go to God and ask God to heal so-and-so, and man, God said, okay, I done already done it 2,000 years ago. We asked it before the foundation of the world, but it was manifested. The fruit of it, from the seed that I talked about in the old covenant, the fruit of it, man, the manifestation of it, boy, that was over 2,000 years ago. Everybody that came to Jesus, boy, he healed them all. I'm talking about everybody. The Bible says all them that came to him. Why? Because, hey, man, let me tell you, that's a spiritual blessing. Ain't no healing in the kingdom. And that's your inheritance. And when the kingdom come back and you get in the kingdom, baby, then you can take start partaking of our not healing, man. Oh, we can start there. But, boy, that's a going on, man, to where divine hell. You mean tell me we can get there? Yes, indeed. In this life, Arthur? Yes, indeed. Talking about the fulfillment of the whole thing, Arthur? Listen, no, I don't know about that part. Because, boy, let me tell you something, man. Before it's going to be like it really going to be, boy, the Bible say, boy, in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, it say, behold, that's after the marriage supper. This is after the devil and the false prophet and the antichrist and the dragon and they all that cast into the hell. This is the finality of it right there. This is everything. When it's all said and done, this is how you're going to end up in. You know how you're going to end up in? Right where it started off in. The Bible say in Revelation chapter 21, it says, behold, I saw a new city, the holy Jerusalem, a new city. Coming what? Coming down. Coming down from where? From heaven. I thought we were going to live up there forever and ever and ever. No. It said, behold, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem. That's, boy, I'm talking about all of us. Perfected in Christ, the bride of Christ. Hallelujah. I'm talking about, boy, the love of Christ, the love of his life. Doing what, Arthur, boy? Coming back to earth. Coming back to a new earth. And this new earth that we're coming back to, you know what kind of environment and atmosphere that's set up in that, on that earth? The same environment and atmosphere that was set up in the Garden of Eden, man, when God started mankind off on his purpose and plan for his life. Listen, man, we originated in heaven, and we came from heaven because we came from God, and our Father which art from heaven. And he wanted us, he spoke to himself. And from himself came little G-gods, us, little offsprings of God, sons and daughters of God. And then the Bible say, and then God came down to the earth. If he'd have wanted us to rule and reign and spend eternity with him, then he just left us up there. He'd say, no, because I'm the king up here. And I want you just like me. I want you to be a king too. I'm a king. I told you his great desire that the same thing in his life be in our life. He ain't no prince. He ain't no princess. As long as we up there in heaven with him, then that's all we can be, a prince or a princess. But he want what he want in our life, what his greatest desire for us, that it be in our life just like it is in his life. And let me tell you something, boy, God created that. I ain't say God gonna create that. God created that. And God had that, and God established that on the earth. In Genesis chapter 1 and 2, it's called the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. That's what it's called. What's that, Arthur? That's what God doing. And what God doing? Establishing his kingdom of heaven on our kingdom the earth. How he doing it, Arthur? Through his children. So he come down and he formed a body like I've been telling you over and over. Why? I'm just watering the seed. That's what I'm talking about. That's how it grows. You plant the seed and you keep on watering. Sometimes you say, I've been saying the same thing on this broadcast, boy, for the last 2.5 years. I've been preaching when, listen, boy, this you want a text? This my text. This the text that I've been preaching, man, and sharing with you and exalting you in, man, for the last 2.5 years. This is my text. Everything that I've been talking about, boy, this is the text to it, boy. Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. And from that time forth, Jesus began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come back to the earth. The thing that's in the sweet by and by that you're trying to get to and everything else, it's right here. It's right here. It's here. It's here. It's at hand. It's among you. It ain't no far, 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 far away. It's right there within your reach, man. It's within hand reach. That's how close it is to you, boy. It's unseen, but it's right here. How you know, Arthur? Because, boy, that's what it was in Genesis chapter 1. You remember what Revelation said? And behold, I saw the new city and the holy Jerusalem coming down. And, boy, listen, let me tell you what it say after that. And it say, and, boy, they was raining on the earth. And the dwelling place of God was with the sons of man. What God was doing, he was living with us in heaven on earth. He ain't trying to get us to come live with him in heaven where he lived at. He wanted to do just like what he originally intended for it to do. What he started that off himself, like I was telling you, boy, in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. He came down and formed a body from the dust of the ground, man, from the earth, and then placed you and I, little G-gods, in that body, man. For what purpose, Arthur? So that, boy, I'm talking about he, by his Holy Spirit, oh, by the way, he did something else too, boy. He did, when he said, and God blessed them, when he breathed into a man, nostrils the breath of life, man, and placed on the inside of him, the Holy Spirit, boy, that's the blessings of God right there. That's all the blessings that you ever going to need. That's what that word, that bless mean in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, 27, 28, when it say, and God blessed them and told them to be fruitful and multiply and replenish. What you mean he blessed them? Boy, he endowed us with everything that we have need of to fulfill that purpose and destiny that God had for our life. What you, boy, he put on the inside of us all his ability, all his attributes, all his character, all that he is. He put himself on the inside of us, boy, to fulfill that, boy. How he did that, Arthur? That's the Holy Spirit. That's the fullness, man, of God, boy. And he placed that on the inside of us. What that is, Arthur, that's the blessings. That's the spiritual blessings, boy. What? The Holy Ghost, boy. Because you get him, he got all kind of spiritual blessings. He got all kind of gifts. He got all kind of ability. He got everything that you have need of. He's a divine connection between heaven and earth and you and I. And boy, God put that on this earth. And he started mankind on his way. You know how we got off course? You know what's the result of us getting off course? You know what the results of Adam, man, instead of continuing to eat off all the other good trees in the garden, the good things, the fellowship that God was teaching them and telling them, and partaking from the tree of life, man, you know, instead, man, he rebelled against the known will of God. He knew God what God said. God said, you can eat off all the trees in the garden. That's the perfect law of liberty right there. That's a law in the kingdom. In God's kingdom, then God don't make you do nothing. Like I told you, we ask God to do things that God commanded us to do and that he had already done. We pray, but we pray man amiss. We don't pray right. We ask God to do things for us that he had already done. And then we want God to do what, man, he didn't delegated and gave us authority and power to do. We tell God to lay it straight for the nails God's hand. He say, you my nails God's hand. We tell God to go down to the hospital and heal so and so and so and God say, I can't go, I need a body. I can't go without you. I need you. You my body. I gave you dominion. You want me to man cast that devil out for you? I don't fight no devil. I already did all I'm gonna do by the devil concerning your life. I done broke his power over your life. I done destroyed his greatest authority that he had over your life. I broke the power of death over that he had over your life. Now you recover yourself from the snares of the devil. I replaced you back and made available to you, boy, that same ability that Adam lost when they ate off that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. What did they lose? They lost the Holy Spirit. They lost the divine connection. They lost their ability. They lost their dominion. They lost their authority. They lost their identity. They lost, boy, everything that they had need of. Who is that, boy? The Holy Spirit. Let me say this while I'm right here. You know everything that Jesus did and all those things that he was doing and all that, man, was a means to avoid him, man, accomplishing one thing, boy. What was that, boy? To get that Holy Spirit back on the inside of mankind. Because that's what we need. Oh, yeah. I have some sponsors on here I'm supposed to be talking about, too. Hallelujah. I thought they were going to call in, but they didn't. But okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know she was on there. Okay, let me let my sponsor come on, y'all. I'm sorry. I apologize. And we'll come right back.
Hi guys, this is Shayla at Body Works Balance Bar, and I'd like to invite all of our Bunky residents and surrounding areas to our grand opening. It's on Thursday, August the 25th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. We will be offering 5-minute sample sessions of our hydromassage, aqua massage, and massage chairs. Also, our...
Hey, listen, those of you in the Bunky area and the surrounding area over there in the Bunky area, you know, there's a balanced body bar over there, and it's called Body Works, and it's a touchless body massage bar in there with all the great machines in there and the things that Miss Shayla Green Williams is doing over there in the Bunky area, offering a service to our community that will help make you feel better, make you and massage your body. And as I heard it say, some people not too much with the COVID thing going on, with hands being on you and everything else, but these are touchless massage bar with different types of machines in it and different types of massages for you. You know, I have more of that information for you, you know. But our address is right there in the Lions Shopping Center in the Bunker area, you know, and her address is 125 Chevy Lane there in Bunker, Louisiana. And listen, the atmosphere in there and the environment in there, I like, it's kind of like when I walked in there, I felt, you know, the presence of the Lord. You know, it's like a copy of heaven. It's peace and serenity and joy in there, you know. And just the entrance of the door, you know, you'll feel welcome, man, and appreciated and thought well of. And then on top of that, what you will receive and get is a touchless massage. And boy, I'm sure that's a great feeling, man. I've been offered to come and get mine over there, you know, and I've been busy. But I promise you, boy, this week I'm going to go through them machines and see what they like so that when I come back on here and share with y'all about, you know, that particular business in the Bunk area, it won't just be with enticing words of knowledge and wisdom, but it'll be, like I was saying, demonstration and power. I had a fruit of it. And I'm going myself this week, baby, and I'm going to check it out. So when I come back, boy, like I say, and tell you about it or bring more of her announcement of her business over there and about it, it won't be just enticing words, baby. It'll be a demonstration in power. And I'm looking forward to that, you know. But for those of you who want to go and, man, be pampered and made to feel good and just relax and enjoy the atmosphere in there and the confidence in there that will pamper your body and make you feel a whole lot better, that will release a lot of stress, that will empower you to make good choices and decisions and give you strength and help, man, to accomplish your day, your week, your month, your year. So if you're in that area, go by and check out Body Works. I'm still on. I'm sorry. Body Works, unique touchless massage bar. Hey, nevertheless, you know, might be having a few little things here that are getting wrong. But anyway, y'all go by there and visit that. If you're also in that area, you know, we also have a little boutique in that area, you know. Shayla's address is 125 Chevy Lane in the Lions Shopping Center. Our address is 119 Chevy Lane. We're a few doors down from her, you know, and there's some other business that's close to hers, too, that we'd like to promote as well, you know.
It's also a boutique there too. And we want y'all to go by and visit and patronize us, you know. And in doing that, boy, you will be helping support even the work that God is doing through these ministries. Those are sponsors, you know, that we want to sponsor and that we trust, man, that God, they will encourage and lift us up as we build one another up. It's good for businesses and entrepreneurs to work together and to encourage one another and to build one another up in that. So I just want to encourage y'all in that area. You know, if y'all in the Bunk area, you go by and visit her there. And I promise you, next week I have a proper advertisement for done, you know, included in our broadcast. So, hey, again, y'all go by and visit Ms. Shayla Green Williams at Body Works Balance Bar, a touchless massage bar right there in the Bunk area. God bless y'all in doing so. Hey, listen, we also was talking as we wrap this up in our radio broadcast, you know, about this kingdom of God and everything that's available to us and what God has for us. Listen, like I told you, boy, I've been, for the last 2 years, I've been sharing just one verse. We ain't, listen, you hear me say this all the time, boy, y'all ain't heard nothing yet. The half ain't even been told. All you been hearing, boy, all I've been preaching, man, and teaching and exalting you in is just one passage of scripture. Man, I've been quoting all kinds of scripture. Everything I say on this radio broadcast is the word of God. I'm an ambassador of Christ. I can't give you my opinion about nothing. You know, all I can tell you, boy, is what the constitution of my government, man. And my government is the government of heaven. My government is the governing system of heaven. And, boy, I just have one message. And that one message is Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. I quote it to you again. And Jesus began to preach. The Bible says, and he returned. This is right after he had been tempted of the devil, man, and put the devil in check and under his feet. The Bible says, then he returned in the power of the Holy Ghost. That's what I told you. That's the divine connection. He returned in the power of the Holy Ghost. And from that time forth, he began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at your hand. Lord, what did he say, Arthur? I ain't talking about what he did now. I'm talking about not what he said. What he said, Arthur? Same thing I've been telling you on this radio broadcast for the last 2.5 years. Change your, if you can change, if you allow, boy, the kingdom of God to come, what God is doing, and allow God, man, to transform you, man, and birth you all over again, man, and translate you out of this world system that you was born in over into his system and out of this governing system that you've been influenced by over into his governing system, man, then you're going to have to, man, be willing to change. That's repentance. That means change. Change what? Change in your thinking first. And as you're changing your thinking, man, then everything else about you going to change. As a man thinking in his heart, so is he. So things ain't right in your heart because you're thinking wrong. So what we need, man, we've been brainwashed and conditioned to think according to the dictates and this world system that we've been born in. But that's another world system, boy, that came. That prayer that you've been praying of for years and years and years, what, Lord, let your kingdom come. Why? So that your will can be done. How? Where? On earth. How? Just like it is in heaven. On earth, where? In our life. What's the earth? In us. Let it be done. What? When your kingdom come. Boy, that kingdom, man, I'm talking about, boy, God set up in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. He lost it in Genesis chapter 3. And, boy, in Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, boy, he bought that kingdom back and established it back on the earth. And that he established back on the earth, now we got to get an understanding of that, grow up in that, learn to know what's your message, what my message is to you. Like I tell you all the time on this broadcast, all of you out there, I'm talking about every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl, the desire is to be loved, appreciated, and thought well of, man. Hey, boy, that's what God has for you. What is that, Arthur? Boy, that ain't in this world system. That's in this kingdom of heaven that Jesus Christ said is available to you. And it is. And it's available to you right now. And all you got to do is receive it. Hey, listen, it's time for me to start winding up my broadcast. Arthur, what I got to do? No, like Bishop asked the lady, now what you going to do with it? When you hear what? Let me tell you what I'm sharing with you, what I've been telling with you. All of the kingdom of heaven is your inheritance. That belongs to you. Jesus Christ came 2,000 years ago and purchased it and got it back for you. Redeemed your life from destruction, man. Purchased you back with his blood, man. And, man, restored back to you everything that you lost in Adam. What you lost? You lost the Holy Spirit and you lost your kingdom.
your kingdom dominion. You lost your authority to rule and reign. Why? Because you no longer had the Holy Ghost. Well, listen, the kingdom then came back, that atmosphere and environment.